Thank you. for what he's done for me. He lifted me up, oh, and he set me free. Oh, what a wonderful friend is he. So how can I help but praise him for what he's done for me. He lifted me up, oh, and he set me free. Oh, what a wonderful friend, oh, is he. So how praise him for what he's done for me. He lifted me up, oh, and he set me free. Oh, what a wonderful friend is he. So how can for what he's done for me. He lifted me up, oh, and he set me free. Oh, what a wonderful friend is he. So how can I help but for what he's done for me. He lifted me up, oh, and he set me free. Oh, what a wonderful friend is he. So how can I help but praise for what he's done for me. He lifted me up, oh, and he set me free. Oh, what a wonderful friend is he. So how can I help but praise him for what he's done for me. He lifted me up, and he set me free. Oh, what a wonderful friend is he. So how can I help but praise for what he's done for me. He lifted me up, oh, and he set me free. Oh, what a wonderful friend is he.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Praise, praise, praise. Praise the Lord. Let the people of the Lord praise his name. Oh, give him the glory. Ever tell the story. Oh, lift up your hearts and praise the Lord. Oh, yes, praise, praise, praise. Praise the Lord. Let the people of the Lord praise his name. Oh, give him the glory and ever tell the story. Oh, lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Oh, yes, praise, praise, praise. Praise the Lord. Let the people of the Lord praise his name. Oh, give him the glory and ever tell the story. Oh, lift up your hearts and praise the Lord. Oh, yes, praise, praise, praise. Oh, praise the Lord. Let the people of the Lord praise His name. Oh, give Him the glory and ever tell the story. Oh, lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Ever tell the story. Oh, lift up your hearts and praise the Lord. Oh, yes, praise, 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 praise the Lord. Let the people of the Lord praise His name. Oh, and give Him the glory and ever glory. Oh, lift up your hearts and praise the Lord. Oh, yes, praise, praise, praise.
Austin and Shane. Oh, wonderful, inspiring, our pride. and how much he's changed Angie and I's lives and our children's lives. And he's an amazing God. Just so thankful to be in God's house and to feel his spirit and to have my eyes open to his truth, looking forward to the glory of God and where we're going in him. And I believe with my whole heart that he's going to unleash things in the near future that we've never even dreamed that we would see. I'm very thankful that he's included me. And I've really been thinking about what Brother Smith said the other day about how the reality of it is he don't even need us. He could do it all himself because he is God. But he chose us to work in his kingdom. And I'm really thankful that he chose me. And I'm thankful that he kept my heart to where he could use me and take me back. And that he could bring my wife and this and my kids. And that he could touch their hearts, Lord Jesus. And make us whole. I'm very thankful for the renewing that's going on in our lives. And for the order that he's working on in my household and in his household as well. But I really appreciate the personal interest that God has in our lives and that he lets us know each and every day how much he cares about us. That is the most awesome thing in the whole entire world. And I'm very thankful to be here today. I'm thankful to have my brothers and sisters to worship with, and I just want to be used of God.
Good to have Brother and Sister Coles and Sister Christy here tonight with us. Praise God. It feels like old families come home. Not that, you know, this is what they're supposed to be, but we just enjoy so much having them. And yes, yeah, Sister Charlotte's with them again. Praise God. We're glad you're here. And then Brother and Sister Townsend from Towner. Yeah. From Elizabethtown. Yes, we're glad you're here. Praise God. Amen. All right, let's just lean on the Lord. It's good to see Sister Catherine, Brother Dodson, Brother and Sister Dodson here with us tonight. Praise the Lord.
For the one that don't know me, I'm Brother Charlie Towner from Elizabethtown, Kentucky, Brother Chris Urbano and Brother James Vessels Church. This is my first time being here. I'm happy to be here. I felt the spirit here already and feel like I'm at home. I'm glad to be in here. I'm a visitor here, but my wife is coming back home. And I know if I didn't get up to where I get back to Brother Chris, he'd get on me. So I better get up and say a few words. But I came to my heart to make a testimony to let y'all know a little bit about me. I'm originally from Mississippi. I was raised up in Missionary Baptist Church. But my wife's the one that got me in the body of Christ. My ex-wife started me in when I met her when I was in the military. I was stationed in Fort Knox. And she passed away a few years ago. And then God led me to another wonderful lady, Sister Jane. But God laid on my heart to testify a little bit about how I got the Holy Ghost. I hadn't been too long out of the military, but the way I got the Holy Ghost is the way I was led to my wife when I was stationed in Germany. One day I was walking down this Walksplatz in Germany, which is like a shopping center, and I was talking to myself mostly, but little to know that God heard what I was saying. And I was saying that I'm tired of the type of life I was living. And I said when I got back to the States, even though I was still in the military, I guess it was time for me to look for a wife. I was a single. And so I wanted to find me a wife and settle down. But I emphasized that the woman I'm looking for had to be a Christian to help me get back in church. And after I met my deceased wife, a few years later, I was sitting in the church, and God showed me what he did. He showed me that it's like the old saying, go, you kill two birds with one stone. She had backslid when I met her, and I just wasn't in church. I was just out, but I wanted to get back. So I was raised up in church, and even though you were raised up in church and you leave, but it's still in you. It'll never leave you. Especially if you have a grandmother like I did. I was raised by my grandparents, and she prayed for me every day. Even no matter who I was at, I know she prayed for me. And it's good to have someone praying for you, especially when you're out in the world. So if you got anybody out in the world, continue to pray for them. God will sooner or later bring them in. But anyway, God showed me that he used me to get her back in the church. See, she was in the body of church in Louisville, the Louisville Assembly, and she backslid. So God used me to get her back in the church and used her to get me in church. Because sooner we met, when I met her, I walked in her house, I looked down on her coffee table and I seen a Bible. And I know something was different about her. And so after I got in church, she told me about herself and that the type of church she was in. And so I said, it sounded like the type of church I came out of, because people shout. Only thing they do, they be talking in tongues. But they did shout, run around the church like y'all do, or like we do now. Since I'm part of you, so I'm like we. But anyway, she told me about the church, and I went to the services a couple of times, because after we got together, she started talking about going back to church. So I said, okay, you can get ready to go back to church, go ahead on. Well, see, I wasn't ready to go then, but she wanted me to go with her. I didn't want to go. Even though, when I got to thinking about it, I said, well, I asked for it, so I'm getting it. So I asked for her to help me get back in church, not to make me get back in church. She tried to make me go to church a lot of times. So when you try to make somebody do something and they don't want to do it, they rebel. And even though you did go out of respect for them, it didn't mean nothing to you, or you didn't enjoy it. But after I went going for a while, and I finally decided to retire, after 22 years in the military, I decided to go on and retire. And we went back down to Fort Knox, Kentucky. And we started, I was in New York, and she went down to take care of her sister, so I had retired about 2 months later. And while she was down there, she found this little church that pastor was Brother James Vessels and Kenny Vessels. And so they welcomed me into the church, so I started going there with her. And when after going there for a couple of years, God decided to give me the Holy Ghost. Because I tarried for it for a while, and I didn't get it. But a lot of people say, I heard you talking in tongues, but I didn't hear myself talking. And they taught me there that you don't have the Holy Ghost until you hear yourself talking, so you know you got it. But we were having a fellowship meeting, and my wife became a thorn in my side because she kept elbowing my side to go up and pray for the brother. I didn't want to get up. She kept elbowing, "Why don't you go up and pray for your brother?" Okay, I'll go. About two or three times, I finally went up there. And when I got up there, I prayed for, helped pray for the brother. And it looked like these three ministers were like vultures. They were waiting. Looked like they were just waiting till they got through praying for him. And soon he finally came out of it and stopped tearing and praying. They just grabbed me and put me up against the wall. Woo! Oh! There were three of them, Brother Vessels, Brother Rader, and Brother Allen, used to be down there in Bowling Green. And the last thing I heard was Brother Vessel said, "We're not going to turn you loose till you get the Holy Ghost." Next thing I knew, I was talking in tongues. I was feeling so good. And I finally got the Holy Ghost. But little I know, God was preparing me for the year to come. And it was going to be a hard year for me. The next year, I didn't realize this until things started happening. My stepfather died. So I went to his funeral. Then about 2 months later, my favorite auntie died. I didn't get a chance to go to her funeral because I was at work and couldn't get off. Then, I say about 3 or 4 months later, I got a call at work and said I need to go home. My mother was in the hospital, and she wasn't doing too good, and the doctor was saying to call the next of kin in. So I went home, got dressed, and got ready to leave. And when I got ready to leave, I told my wife, I said, "When I come back, I feel that I'm going to be motherless." And sure enough, when I left, I went home, got there. About 4 o'clock that night, God took her home. But he also did something for me through my mother's death. See, I used to be afraid to die. I would think I was going to suffer or something. But I used to be afraid to die. God used my mother to show me dying is not hard. Actually, dying is wonderful. Because Brother Bessie used to tell us all the time that when you die, you're just beginning to live, especially if you're in the will of God. But anyway, I went downstairs, and then I was smoking. I had no smoke, drinking some coffee. But normally I went downstairs to take a break, make a smoke, bring coffee. I smoke it up, bring my coffee up. But something came over me, and I didn't only took about two or three puffballs of cigarette, and throw it away, throw my coffee away, and rush back upstairs. When I got back up there, the nurse came out and didn't have a good look on her face. So I walked in the room then. My mother was out in unconscious, but she was breathing. And while I was there, I watched her. And I watched her take her last breath. And all it was to just breathing in and breathing out, and the heart stopped, and that was it. She didn't suffer or nothing. God used her to show me dying is not suffering. But two or three months after that, back about 3 days after Christmas that year, God took my wife. I came home from work one day and found her dead in the living room. So that showed me that God was preparing me the year before this, that this was going to happen in my life. And I believe if I didn't have the Holy Ghost and have the backup of my church, I wouldn't have made it through that year. I used to drink a lot. I was in the Army, some military people do drink. But I believe I probably went back to being an alcoholic again. Because I lost my best friend, my mother. I lost my best friend with my wife. I lost my stepfather and my favorite auntie. All in one year, within a few months. And God gave me the Holy Ghost to have something to fall back on, to hold me up. On top of the Holy Ghost Church to back me up. And they took care of me during that time. And that's how I made it through that year. It wasn't for God giving me the Holy Ghost. And I said this because people that don't have, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need it. When Jesus left, he said that I have a gift for you. And that gift was the Holy Ghost. And hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank him all the time for the spirit that he put in me. It was his spirit. And his spirit carries me every day. On my work, on my job, when I'm driving down the road, because I drive a long way back and forth to work. I had a few missed accidents, but God took care of me and all of that. Things come up on it, but God take care of me on that. And it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't be here today. I would be probably back on drugs or alcohol, or ain't no telling. But none of us knows until we get it. And he keep us. So I tell you, brothers and sisters, one that don't have it, try to get it.
Yes, amen.
It's free.
Yes.
All you got to do is ask for it.
Bless
He'll give
Lord.
It to you. A lot of times it be hard to get. People tarry for months, even for a year, before they get it. But it's not that hard. We make it hard sometimes. But a lot of times, you might not be ready for it, and he won't give it to you, but he will help you until you do get it, until you're ready for it. But it's not hard to get. All you got to do is ask for it, and he's ready to give it to you. And I want to thank y'all for listening to me. And it's the first time I've been here. I'm glad to be here. I hope my testimony helps someone and encourage you. God bless you.
Thank the Lord for everything he's done for me for being here with all of y'all. And I'm always happy to come to Little Rock because I know I have lots of friends and that you all love me and you're sincere and that you can feel that love. I thank God for his protection. On our way up, it was storming really bad and God protected us and we appreciate that. And I thank him for just everything he does for me. Work and stuff can be so stressful, but it seems like when you come in God's presence, he just washes all that stress away. So I'm thankful for that. God has really been touching my life lately, and we've been praying at our church for the youth meeting that's been coming up. We're excited that it's happening in Little Rock, and we know it's going to be awesome. And I've been asking God that he would touch our young people, because this is a very hard time to live in. It's a hard time to go to public school or just to live. The culture, the media, everything affects you. And I, living testimony, I know I went to public school. I looked different than everybody else. I can't say that I was teased real bad or anything like that. Most everybody appreciated that I was different. They respected me. There was things that made me uncomfortable, but I mean, God never said it was going to be comfortable, right? So, but I was really thankful once it was all said and done that I had made it, you know, I had persevered, and I had kept a good testimony with my classmates and that sort of thing. And I just really appreciated that God had protected me. It's something very precious. I went to college to be a teacher, and I learned all about how parents can be, you know, to teachers and all that, and that changed my mind about being a teacher. I decided that I was more scared of the parents than the kids, and I didn't want to be a teacher. Besides, I mean, I'd have to teach the lower grades so I could be taller than the kids. So, anyway. But I was just really confused at that point of what I wanted to do. But it really opens your eyes when you start studying about, you know, things that can happen in classrooms and situations that you have to take care of. And I know just teaching Sunday school once a week is enough for me. So, but I am thankful for children. We need to teach our children right. I'm not saying we don't, but it takes special people to do that. But our youth is very important because they're the life and breath of the church. And you guys support us and show examples for us. And what y'all put forth is what we follow after, you know. And I'm saying that because I still feel really young, but anyway. But I am really thankful that God has brought us to the body. I've thought about it a lot, and this morning in church, I felt led, and I sang a song, and the song is, you know, it was a very precious song to my heart. And when I was singing, I started thinking about when I started first coming around the body, and how confused I was, and how I didn't want to change, and I know Sister Mestrovich came through and they sang that song, Willing to be Changed, you know. And that's something that's very hard when you're used to things a certain way. It's hard to change and to think differently and to see things differently and to have an open mind about doctrine and stuff like that. It's hard. It really is when you've been taught something for 20-something years. And I just came from Bible college. I mean, Lord, I was indoctrinated, if anybody was. But I was really thankful that I got to go to the services, and I heard so many things, and I'd go home and I'd study them to see if, you know, my dad always taught me to check it. So I would check it, you know, to see what they're talking about. And I would just pray about it, and I had a good friend that I could call, and I would ask him questions. And anyway, long story short, I was just thinking about that when I was singing the song. I was thinking about all that and how God has brought me so far, and how thankful I am for everything he's done in my life. And I was telling Charlotte on the way up here, for the past 4 or 5 months before we went to the campground, I was hurting really bad in my muscles, and I thought I probably had arthritis or something. It was to the point where I couldn't move. I work at FedEx, and I was walking around the office limping, and the guys were like, you're how old? You're 25? What is wrong with you? But I was limping, and I was hurting, and it's so bad that I would cry. When I went home at night, I would, you know, soak my feet and stuff. I was just really in a lot of pain, and a lot of it was stress, but I was just really worried. I was like, oh no, and I was making it worse because I was worried. But I went to the campground, and I realized after we went home that I didn't hurt anymore. God had healed me, and I'm so thankful because I don't want to suffer. Just 25, God. I didn't want to suffer for the rest of my life, you know. And if he brings it, you know, if it comes back and he chooses not to heal me, that's fine. But anyway, I want to give him credit. I want to thank him for my job. So many people don't have one right now, and I'm just so thankful for everything he's done for me, thankful for our church. And we've had visitors a lot lately, and God's been blessing the services and that sort of thing, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm just thankful to be here and thankful to see Jennifer and and everybody that I get to see that love me so much. And thank you for all your hugs and your friendship. I appreciate it.
practiced this morning this on the church. I just feel like we need to sing this song tonight. I've had tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. He only gave me trials just to make me strong. Oh, through it all, through it all,
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word.
Oh, yes, through it all, hallelujah, through it all,
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's Word.
I've been in a lot of places. You know I've seen a lot of faces. There have been times I have felt all alone. But in those lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own. Oh, through it all, oh, through it all,
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
Oh, through it all, oh, through it all,
I've learned to depend upon God's Word.
Oh, through it all, oh, through it all,
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's Word.
So I thank God for the mountain, and I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. You know, if I never had a problem, I'd never know that He could solve them. I'd never know what faith in my God can do.
Think about it.
Oh, through it all.
Oh,
through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all.
So I thank God for the mountain, and I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. You know, if I ever had a problem, I'd never know that my God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God can do.
Hallelujah!
Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
Oh,
through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's Word. Trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all,
oh,
through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's Word.
I never know what faith in my God could do. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Through it all.
Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to depend upon God's word. Trust in God through it all. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's word.
Hallelujah!
Oh, through it all.
Oh, yes, my God.
Oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God through it all.
I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. He only gave me trials just to make me strong. Oh,
through it all.
Hallelujah.
Through it all. I've learned to trust in God through it all.
Oh,
through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's word.
Oh, yes, my God,
through it all.
Oh, thank God,
through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
Trust in God
through it all.
Oh,
through it all. I've learned to depend upon God's word.
Oh,
through it all.
Oh,
through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in God through it all. Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God.
Oh,
through it all.
Oh,
through it all. I've learned to depend upon God's word.
Oh,
through it all.
Oh,
through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in God.
Trust in
God, through it all.
Oh. trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's word.
Oh, yes, now.
Through it all,
praise God.
Through it all,
oh, yes, God.
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's word. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all,
oh yes, now.
Oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's word.
Oh, glory!
Through it all, oh, through it all,
oh,
I've learned to trust in Jesus. Trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend on God's word.
Oh, through it all, oh,
through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
Oh, through it all.
Find a verse right quick. It's been running through my head. Appreciate the privilege of being here in Little Rock tonight. Praise God. Amen. It's something when you're in a small church, because sometimes you have visitors and then sometimes you have people that don't show up that should be there. And you get encouraged and then you get discouraged. You get encouraged and then you get discouraged. You know, kind of like a roller coaster. Hallelujah. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, Paul gives some instructions to the church here at Philippi. Verse 12, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Paul noticed that they could do it while he was there. Did you ever notice something? I can remember when my dad wanted me to do something when I was young, it was a whole lot easier to do it while he was looking. But while he wasn't around, well, you just slacked off a little bit. But Paul was writing to these people that while he was away, and while he was absent from them, much more, he says, now much more, even while I'm not there, work out your own salvation. You know, that is a pretty important job. Your salvation. The salvation of your soul. That's something we've got to be really diligent about. That's something we've got to be really working hard at. And I don't know about you, but to some people, work is a bad four-letter word. But you never see, if you don't work, you'll not eat. Right? If you want to be able to eat the good of the land, you're going to have to work. And if you want to be saved, you're going to have to work. Amen. Work out your own salvation. You know, so many times we worry about everybody else, and we should pray for them. But I think of that old song we used to sing. It's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I need prayer. I need to make sure that my calling and election's sure. I need to make sure that I'm ready to make the bride. I need to make sure that there is no doubt in my mind that when He shall appear, that I shall be like Him, for I shall see Him as He is. I need to make sure that I don't compare myself with everybody else. You know, sometimes we get that mentality where we try to compare ourselves to somebody else in the church, or maybe our pastor. But let me tell you something. Who we really need to compare ourselves to is Jesus. We need to be after His image. We need to be after His likeness. We need to be after His fashion. We need to be like He was. Wherever He went, praise God, He worked, amen, different miracles. And He did miracles, but He also had to take time to pray. Got up before everybody else did. Found a solitary place, and there He prayed. We've got to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. This is serious business. This is a serious salvation. I can't depend on your prayers, although I like your prayers. I have got to depend on God. I'm going to have to lean not onto my own understanding, but in all my ways, acknowledge Him. And I like the next verse. For it is God which worketh in you. We're talking about salvation with fear and trembling. It is God that worketh in you. Worketh is a continual progression. God worketh in you. I believe He's still working in me. He works in me both to will, to make me willing, to make me say yes, Lord, to make me be as a Samuel, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. He
makes me willing to fall on the rock and be broken. He makes me willing to partake of what he partook of. Reading the other day where James and John's mama got up there and said, "Hey, Lord, grant that these my two sons may sit on thy left hand and thy right hand in thy kingdom." And the Lord asked him, asked that mother, asked them, "Are you willing to drink of the cup that I'm going to drink of?" You know, you see the glory of the ministry of Jesus Christ, but you don't see the sufferings. You don't see the anguish. To me, one of the most gripping scriptures in Bibles, when the Lord looked over Jerusalem and he wept. There's not too many times you read about Jesus weeping. And he wept over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered thee under my wings as a hen doth her brood, but ye would not. Lord, help me to be willing. It is God that worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Not mine, not my pleasure, but his good pleasure. I want to be a yielded vessel. In every circumstance that comes my way, when I'm at work, when I'm at home, when I'm at church, or when I'm in the store, Lord, help me to see your divine plan. That God, you want to work in me. I was reading that parable of the Good Samaritan this morning. We was talking about time and chance happeneth to them all. Ecclesiastes, Solomon said, time and chance. He looked out under the sun. He saw the race was not to the swift. And he summed it up and said, but time and chance happeneth to them all. It's not to the one that runs the swiftest. But in the parable of the Good Samaritan, by chance, the Bible says by chance. That word's not used in the Bible very often. By chance, a priest passed